This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Razor Consultants are standing by. We'll take caller 9 now, 844-999-OLA, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a sheriff in Kentucky has suspended all local law enforcement because of a lack of funding. So he's telling people to, quote, lock your doors, load your guns, and get a biting, barking dog.
Yeah, I read that. He's like, look, man, we have no money. They will not fund us, so
here's my suggestion.
Right.
Yeah. It's not a bad suggestion under the situation.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Kind of the purpose of all that.
A little ridiculous. Fund them.
Right. Maybe we could get some funding for our law enforcement. Can we get some basic in here?
Yeah, he's like, look, man, I'm not trying to be difficult. We have no money. Mm-hmm.
Chicago is the most corrupt city in the U.S., according to a new study.
You don't say.
Hasn't it always been the most corrupt city in the U.S.?
I was going to say, look, there's certain cities where it's just how it is, right? So Chicago was built on corruption, based on corruption, all the mob stuff. Miami, right? Built on cocaine. That's what
Las Vegas, based on all that big,
right,
all that money from all that stuff in Chicago and New York.
Yeah, there's a reason why L.A. is Tinseltown, right? I mean, we understand Chicago's going to be Chicago.
But
right?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, Chicago, even take away the old schools, it seems like in the 60s, like, still, they were kind of famous for political corruption.
Even right now.
Yeah.
I mean, my God, anytime they do any investigation of City Hall, like, it's a dirty place.
Right. A mayor in France has banned barking dogs.
So, dogs. I cannot stand these dogs.
Yeah, what qualify? I mean, other than using barking as a verb in the moment, I mean, aren't all dogs barking dogs?
Pretty much.
I mean, just say you ban dogs.
Other than that, are you supposed to pull their vocal cords out or whatever people do?
Yeah, I mean, what's the, I don't know if you're working on this or not. What is the penalty if your dog barks?
A hefty fine if I'm not working on it.
Oh, they send you stuff in the mail.
You know, I've had two dogs as an adult, and I would be okay with that.
I wonder if it's like a strike three rule. Three strikes of a barking dog, they call Pet Solutions.
Oh, God. Oh. Hey, look, I have a neighbor who calls on Chewy like once a week.
But Chewy barks all the time.
Get a letter in the mail, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. But doesn't Chewy, like, go crazy when everybody leaves?
Yeah.
All day?
All day long.
A 70-year-old man in New Brunswick, Canada, ate a weed lollipop and wound up having a heart attack.
Oh, what? I don't see how that could be connected.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, well, it's not that it wouldn't be connected, but he would be the first verified case in history, honestly, of planet Earth, where weed led to a heart attack that killed you, yes.
I never said he died, Thrill. I just said he had a heart attack.
Oh, no, I want him to be dead now, Mike. That's all. No, well, either way.
The record can stay clean. A female security guard at a sex offender treatment center was arrested, and you guessed it, for having sex with a patient.
Oh.
Isn't that like going out on a bender with a bunch of people in a rehab facility?
I think it happens more than it's reported. That would be my guess.
That's probably very accurate.
Mm. Oh, by the way, if you are on hold there, getting ready to play Profile This, we dropped the caller. So we'll take caller 9 now, 844-999-OLA.
That guy's. All right.
Malfunction. It happened.
Mm-hmm. Things I do work on just don't go right. An elderly couple in England stopped a burglar by sitting on him until the cops arrived.
Get under my butt.
Are they fat?
I don't know, Ted. I'm not working on it.
They've got to be.
These headlines don't come with pictures.
When you picture an elderly person, you picture like skin and bones, right? So even if they sat on you, you can get out of that. They look like chew toys for your dog.
You don't see the elderly people that I do.
Okay, that's a good point.
I did.
I mean, if your defense is to sit on somebody, you have to be kind of a larger, built of larger carriage.
Yes, I will. Let me just slide out of my electric scooter.
I was the lifeguard for the water aerobics class for 2 years, man.
Oh, what is that like?
Elderly people are not all skin and bones.
No, wait, you taught the class?
No. I watched over them.
Look
at me. Do I look like I taught the class?
Let me ask you this. When I jump into the pool, right, if I'm in there for a while, when I get out, I'm a little wrinkly. Do they get wrinklier? No, I mean, if you go into the pool just a bag of wrinkles, can anyone tell that you just got out of the pool?
That is a very good question.
I've never thought about it until now, but I'm just thinking, like, all right, I want to do this experiment where you take Meemaw and you say, Meemaw, just put your hand in the water for 90 seconds, okay? And when we pull it out, and I'm going to put my hand in the water for 90 seconds, my hand, without question, is going to look different. Will yours?
She's still going to get a grip.
You know,
she's going to get the
prune grip.
It's evolution. Yeah. She's got to prune up.
Right. Exactly.
Well, she's already pruned up, Ted.
Yeah, but it's going to be more
pruning.
She's
got to get prunier.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, goodness.
Raisins are wrinkly, but leave a raisin out.
Doesn't it just dry out in the same shape?
It gets wrinklier.
But there has to be a limit to how many wrinkles you can have.
But the wrinkles don't get deeper, Ted.
Yeah.
It just maintains the same wrinkles. It just kind of dries out a little bit more.
I'm just saying.
There's no new wrinkles on that razor.
I feel like they'd look exactly the same.
The company that bought Toys R Us wants to bring it back to the U.S., but they're not sure when that will happen.
Call it Weeby Toys.
I don't think anyone's demanding that. Oh, no.
Right, I mean, you never
just a big old B.
Yeah,
Weeby Toys.
Weeby Toys.
Well, you used to be KB, right?
Yeah, there was KMB or KB.
KB.
Either way, yeah.
Weeby
Toys.
I just remember Toys R Us was like the super, like the big one.
Oh, that, and then I KB, never got to go.
KB was kind of like the toy store that filled in at the mall when like your parents were shopping for
stuff. That's where I always at. Like, my parents didn't mind sending me, what?
You never heard the Weeby Toys Baltimore joke?
No.
Yeah. But look, man, you need to visit the East Coast. You just do, Mike.
Because you gotta get some Weeby Toys.
If you said Weeby Toys, no one would laugh and just assume you meant Toys R Us. Because
oh God, throw me that crap, man!
Don't throw it.
That
to
is
them.
Awful.
No,
Jesus
enjoy my steak,
dude. What is that? No, give me. Throw that damn thing. God damn.
That is bad.
That is bad.
It is, yeah. That
what is the
terrible.
Mascot God for damn. Weeby Here. Toys? It spray can't your, be Jeffrey
spray your
Giraffe.
It's not,
Oh God!
Did you spray some?
No, not yet. I did.
The mascot for Weeby Toys?
Yeah, right? It can't be Jeffrey Giraffe again.
It was a pit bull.
Oh, man.
Mike, our goddamn phone dropped again. I swear to God.
Are you kidding
me
now?
You had Sarah on the line.
Oh, for crying loud out.
I'm sorry, man.
Go ahead. Take the call.
Damn, that is,
come on, man. It smells like
what is that?
A nurse out of prison in Missouri is accused of poisoning her husband with antifreeze so that she could marry an inmate she was having an affair with.
God damn.
She was slowly poisoning him over time so that she could be with an inmate in prison.
Haven't we talked about this over and over again?
All the time. If a husband or boyfriend's going to kill his wife or girlfriend, it is in that moment. Mm. It is he didn't even get stabbed 80 times, shot, whatever, hit by the car. If a woman decides she wants to kill you, keep in mind, she may have already made that decision, and she's already doing it.
If she watches, watches Lifetime and a whole lot of Dateline,
oh man,
that's a warning sign.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, she's been killing you for the last 4 months. You just don't know it yet.
Oh, goodness. A man in Colorado with no musical talent banged his head and instantly became incredible at playing the piano.
I read that. That's a crazy story.
Here's
it annoyed
my question.
The hell out of me.
Did he bash his head then immediately sit down on a piano?
I don't know.
Because it says instantly, so
basically he bashed his head, and I don't remember if he went into a coma or not, but the doctors do their thing, and he starts hearing this music in his head, right? And he's, as he explains it, he can hear the music in his head, which anyone who writes a song, that is how it works.
Sure.
But he inexplicably knew how to transpose this to a piano, which he had never really played before. No more than
That's
your
amazing.
Average person. So he sits down, and like, as he said, he thinks the music, his hands do the rest. It's like, kiss my ass.
A lottery winner in
Japan. I tried that drunk and just annoyed my buddy's wife. It's like 3 p.m, and I was, it's
my
like,
lady.
Yeah, like, I'm going to play the piano. But she's like, no, you're just making noise.
Hang on.
Hang on. You weren't napping, were you?
This one's called Knuckles. A lottery winner in Jamaica found a way to, around revealing his identity.
How's that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Throhilgen to police everyone how Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Joshua. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Josh, you understand how this here game is played.
I know how it's played.
All right, fantastic.
I thought for a second we lost him.
Yeah, I was say, don't sound threatening about it, dude. We got. By the way, comments are coming in. They say Weeby Toys mascot would be Damon the Doberman.
Damon the Doberman.
Buy these goddamn toys, kids. All right, here is your story. We go to Los Angeles, California, where a man who authorities say was recorded antagonizing demonstrators back in January. He's been arrested on suspicion of impersonating a police officer. The 36-year-old was arrested by the L.A. County Sheriff's deputies after they noticed that he was wearing a shirt with the Los Angeles Police Department logo and then recognized him also as the man from the video last month. And the video shows the man who appears to be wearing the same shirt. The man told deputies he regularly poses as an officer to get respect. Investigators were seeking additional witnesses who may have been told by this guy that he was an officer. Now, he was released on $2,500 bail, but as the video circulated online, LAPD quickly said he was not a member of its force and that the shirt he was wearing, by the way, not official attire. They even added, quote, the apparel worn by the individual, specifically the T-shirt with LAPD insignia, is not department issues and is now accessible to the public. Anyway, this guy that decided to go around L.A., heckle protesters, etc., pretending to be a police officer, do you believe he is black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
You said this was in Los Angeles?
Los Angeles, California, yes.
I'm going to have to go white.
Yes, right, he wasn't arresting people. He was just doing it to mess with protesters.
Yeah, wasn't arresting anybody. He just wanted to be able to get away with saying more, essentially, to people, right?
I'm just thinking that because he impersonated a cop, and, like, I feel like a lot of white people kind of do that with military people, too, so, like, that's just what I'm going to have to assume.
Plus, he was specifically pissed at protesters.
Yeah, well,
that's why I would say white.
Yeah, that's really saw him on video, anyway. I don't know if that's his M.O., but that's where they had him on video.
Josh, you going to go white final answer?
Yes, that's my final answer, man.
Okay, we're going to find out if he's black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Profile This takes us to Los Angeles. We've got a man who was recorded by the L.A. Police Department posing as an LAPD officer. That way, correct. He could, what, scream at protesters or whatever he wants?
Well, they had him on video heckling protesters. And I recognized, like, man, this guy is not a cop. Then in a different situation, the cops see him wearing basically a false LAPD shirt with a bad version of the insignia. And they're like, that's the dude from the video. So, yeah, they arrested him for impersonating a police officer. But, Joshua, we asked you, did you believe this guy was black, white, Mexi, or Asian? In the end, you said, man, you can impersonate a cop, particularly in Los Angeles.
Hold on.
White.
Can I ask you guys something?
Sure.
Can I get your guys' opinion, maybe? Or, you know.
On what?
One of your guys'. I just want to see what you guys were thinking.
I'm thinking by the fact that he used the word respect that he's black.
Oh, I'm saying okay. White, 100%.
Saying white, so we got two whites, one black. Sorry. Now, listen, this is going to make Jolly Joe very happy. He sent this link to me in an email, and he just said, I cannot quote it, good effing luck. The man who impersonated the police officer in Los Angeles, agent.
Oh, no.
Right? You in 10 million freaking
You've got to be kidding me.
Right, what happened to his eyebrows?
Did he shave those? Or are they?
Look at that.
Yeah, but there you go.
Uh-huh. See, everyone looks weird without eyebrows. He should date Whoopi. Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Tim.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
time again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
You guys ever do any yoga?
Yeah, I tried it.
All right. Did you like it?
No.
Did you try hot yoga?
No.
All right. All right. Thrill, you never been a yoga guy?
Do I even need to answer that?
Nope. Okay. Nope. But I do think this yoga might be a little more in your alley. It includes two of the things you love most in life. Just to sound harsh, but rage and beer.
Okay.
Two of the things you love most. I thought of you. It's beer and rage.
Well, it seemed funny. And then as I was talking, you were like, you love rage. Like, man, I probably shouldn't say that. Sounds real aggressive. My bad. Two things you enjoy.
That's true. And I do enjoy rage. I can't even lie. It's just so natural, you know?
Yeah.
But is it still yoga if you're raging? Because it just seems, as I understand, and I don't know because I'm not a yoga person, right? But it just seems like yoga is about finding your peace of mind and to do through stretching and your balance and all this crap, right? Rage is just pure, unadulterated, unfiltered. I need to get it out of me. So,
yeah.
To me, if I'm raging while I'm doing yoga, to me, it's just angry stretching.
But well, you're still trying to find peace of mind. So if you
think that's what I'm doing,
she'll explain it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, yoga itself actually means union. So union with yourself. And that's not always just like super calm breathing, practicing like quiet time like a lot of yoga places are.
Yeah.
And people need to like release and let go.
And so kick on that.
It's a great thing to just scream it out.
Get rid of all that tension in your head, your neck, your jaw, everything. Let it go. Exhale, release all that, let it go.
Rage yoga is a practice that involves breathing, stretching, mudras, yoga postures, and a lot of bad humor. One of the funniest things I think I ever heard was, I told you to do the dishes. We actually take beer breaks during the class.
Cheers. Mm-hmm.
It's definitely not for everybody, and that's totally okay. I also don't recommend bringing your children. We're all angry about something, and we all have been holding on to an F-bomb for a little bit too long. So that's what this does. It allows you to have a safe space to let go of your anger and frustration and rage in a healthy way. And then also wash it all away with some ice cold beer.
To come up all the way. Exhale.
Wow. That's down in Houston. For what I could, you could watch the video at the Bender Facebook page. What I could tell is it just like in a brewery they're doing this?
Yeah, yeah.
But honestly, like, I'm with it.
I have no problem with it.
Yeah, a lot of yoga too. Like, frankly, there's a lot of people who I think like the stretching aspect of yoga who aren't into the kind of spiritual side of it and don't really care.
I would tell you this right now, based on some of the yoga moves I've seen people do, credit to you, and how unlimber I am, credit to me. If I were to strike the pose, I guarantee you I would curse out loud.
Well, when I went, I just kind of felt like that person who'd never been to the gym before.
Sure.
So you don't know what you're doing, and you just kind of try to follow along.
Just looking at other people.
But everybody who was in there was very serious about their yoga, so I didn't want to obviously bother them. But I tried to keep along with what was going on. But in this instance, you can go, and it doesn't seem like it's as serious. Dude, yoga in Seattle is no joke as far as the seriousness of the people who walk in there.
Yeah, but I think people in Seattle probably need to let off more F-bombs than most people.
Exactly. And drink a beer.
That's just what I'm saying. I've done yoga. I've done hot yoga. Like, that's what I would say. Just stay in child's pose. I'm good at that one.
Mm-hmm.
Which one? Which pose?
It's just a yoga joke for people. They'll get it.
Okay.
Hot yoga, if it's too much, like just lay in child. Basically, you're just laying there.
All right.
So if it's an hour-long class, your boy's got about a half hour just laying there.
Yeah.
I mean, realistically, it's so gross in that room. But also I know a lot of people that like yoga again for the physical aspect, but they're not into the whole spiritual side.
Sure.
And I'm into some spiritual stuff, but I don't need to
be on drugs for it.
No, I don't need it from a yoga instructor.
Right.
Like, if I want to go meditate or something and be somewhere or whatever, fine. But like at some point, like, yeah, you're like a gym, like you're the gym guy. Like, do me to the gym.
Yeah,
stuff.
Basically.
Yeah, I work on the mental stuff at home.
Feel the burn.
Right? But I like this one, man. You could scream and drink beer. Let's see. Netflix, they recently picked up Fuller House for a fifth and final season. I guess if you're into Fuller House, you liked Full House as a kid, everybody wants to know, are Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen going to show up? No.
No.
No chance.
They're billionaires.
Candace Cameron Bure says, quote, you heard it from me first, they will never come back. They don't want to be on the show. The answer is no.
Yeah, I mean, I understand. I get their position. I don't think they're mean about it. It's just like, we're billionaires now.
Plus, their characters on the show were them as kids. They're not
we're
the
children.
Same people.
Yeah. We're babies.
And
right?
Everyone thought they're, I thought they were creepy-looking little kids. I think they're creepy-looking adults, too. But certainly, yeah. But as an adult, you can be as creepy as you want. Like, once you're an adult, be ugly, be hot. It doesn't matter. We're adults, right? But as kids, on TV shows, typically, they try to find cute kids. Mm-hmm. And I just and everyone
good for them
go
moving
on
about,
but my God, you know I always thought those are the ugliest goddamn kids on earth.
They're doing what they like, so
what? You know what I mean? Posturing and looking miserable,
exactly.
Looking like they're on the set of oh crap, what's the movie? Bill Murray and Gwyneth Paltrow. Oh, the Tenenbaums, the Royal
Tenenbaums. Oh, Tenenbaums. Okay.
Like
Tenenbaums.
Everyone looked miserable on the show. That's what they look like to me.
Also, like for the rest of those people, like. A couple of them were teenagers or something, but again, they were babies and then toddlers
right,
on that show.
Kid.
Like, they might have, like, it's not as much fun for them, I would think. Like, what do you want to go? Like,
they lost their entire childhood.
Right, and you're the most successful two people from that show.
It's like,
and now you're going to go
billions.
Back.
Oh,
and
come on.
To,
Stamos?
He's facially successful.
He's successful. He does not have the Olsen
no.
twins' money.
No, he does not, based on the fact that he did not start his own business and was that successful after the fact.
Exactly.
Right,
but,
so it,
but during
it,
the show, he was
but
the
But they worked
guy,
together.
Right?
But, like, I would not want to go back. It's like, what? I want to go back to the environment now where I'm going to listen to these people who aren't as successful as I am. We're like,
right.
Oh, remember when you were a kid? Like, F off.
Well, no, I don't.
Right, like, I mean, like, I don't care.
Even if they gave him $100,000 an episode, it wouldn't be worth it.
They would make that the amount of time it takes you to make the offer to
they
them.
Would make that an interest.
Dude, I thought you were looking at uncooked food. It's a picture of a baby. God damn it. Sorry, man. It's just when Miles has
a screen. That's a listener's baby.
It looked like a raw turkey
or
something.
I was scrolling through.
Okay. I was like, why does that turkey look so weird? Why does it have hair?
Oh.
Are the giblets still in?
Beautiful kid. Beautiful child.
Let's see. You know what? I always liked Chris Farley. Adam Sandler was on with Jimmy Fallon and kind of had a heartwarming but kind of funny story about Farley, too.
Is that thing about the Walkman true?
Yes. I sing in the Chris Farley song. I talk about it because we used to share an office. And I talk about how I walked in one time and he had a Walkman on. And he was facing that way. And then I said, hey. And he turned around. He looked up at me and his eyes were filled with tears. And I was like, oh, man, what's going on? I said, what's happening? What are you doing? What are you listening to? And he goes, Casey and the Sunshine Band. And I go, oh, okay, that got you upset. Is that upset? And I didn't expect, yeah, I know. Usually I dance to Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Everyone does, yeah.
But he said it reminded him of his father, and it made him emotional. And anyways, but he was so funny. He just started laughing uncontrollably after the fact that I caught him crying about his dad. And he was like, oh.
Some of the Farley stories are insane. Like those guys sharing offices and him running out to get drugs like during the work day. Plus SNL keeps Saturday Night Live keeps very strange hours. Like the
yes.
Right because they I want to say they work kind of in the evening and nighttime to write stuff because that's when the guest host can probably be there more availability if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so some of the stories you've read, if you've read any of the I'm trying to remember
apparently they party all week.
Yeah, there's one book I'm trying to remember who wrote it. But basically it's interviews with Spade and it's about Farley. But it just gives a different kind of view on it, right? Like, because you always look at Farley and I don't know, probably, sometimes I think it's just because they're, if people like you, it's tragic and this and that. But
sure.
Then it's like, and they were also dealing with a drug addict. Like,
yeah.
It was tough.
But I also get the mold of that, which is, you know, like, there's a reason that shows aren't at 8 o'clock in the morning. I mean, for the most part, as far as theater shows, Broadway shows, they don't show movies at 8 a.m. Like, it's not the time to be able to get in that creative place. It's like, it just...
It doesn't work.
It doesn't make sense. So, if you're trying to be creative, like, 8 a.m. is not the time. The time is 8 p.m. Like, when you're kind of in the
don't
zone.
Don't get me wrong. I fathom why they're doing it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying, like, there's a difference between having one guy in your office drug out on cocaine and heroin.
Oh, well, that's fact.
Yeah. Right? That's what I'm saying. Like, some of the stories are insane, but there's stories about, like, dealers coming by. Let's see.
Nothing is as insane as Artie Lang's nose right now.
Wow. Have you seen nothing?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that is crazy. I mean, Chris Farley's dead. That's a different level, but this is the living dead.
Yeah, Artie. I mean, Artie Lang's in a. I don't know how he's still alive, to be honest.
And I like the
and
show.
I don't say that as a that joke, but that's it's very true. Well, he's back in rehab or something. I mean, I think they just this point just kind of put him in there and said he's going to be gone for a while because he had another court case and I want to say somehow peed dirty again.
Right. It's already
went. Somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just fell in a giant pile of blow.
Yeah, if you're a sports fan from back in the day, I'm sure Steve Garvey was bound down there with him.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We were talking about Saturday Night Live. MacGruber, right? He remembers that skit, Will Forte, Kristen Wiig. So then it was a movie, came out in 2010, wasn't really a big hit, but it had a huge cult following at home. So now the director and co-screenwriter, he says basically they're trying to come up with another movie or an 8 to 10 episode series.
I think the series would do better.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think it'd be funnier
in a half an hour than it would be in an hour.
Yeah.
Because with a movie, you expect a beginning, a completion, the whole thing to be done, it to be entertaining.
Right.
Show's done when you're done. I watch a lot of shows where one episode isn't bad. It's 25 minutes on Netflix or whatever, but like the show goes on, the characters are good. It has its high points, but you just, you know, maybe have to go through 6 hours to get there.
Yeah, if it's an hour-long show, I'm with you. It's a little bit tougher, right? It's like, I remember Weeds back in the day. I liked the first couple seasons. All right, I'm going to stop watching.
They stopped talking about weed.
Yeah, or even, I mean, Luke Cage, I really liked the first season. The second season was just kind of like, seems like it's dragging.
Okay.
And then they ended it. So, I guess it was. Either way, they're saying they're going to try to bring everybody back if it is a movie or a TV show. They said they'll even have Val Kilmer back, who was blown up in the first movie. He'll have half a head.
Okay.
Yeah. I like it already.
Yeah. Hey, man, if you can make it
MacGruber.
Make it work. Steve Harvey, we know him very well from hosting Everything You Can. He's also one of the original kings of comedy. And he was on with Jimmy Kimmel, and he had a pretty funny story about swimming with animals.
We were down there, and we went to this place, and they had sharks.
Oh, really? Okay. And
the signs is posted everywhere. Beware of the sharks. There's no one in the water. And so this guy comes up, we're on the dock just looking at the sharks. He says, you can swim with those. And I said, swim with what? He said, you can swim with the sharks. I said, you see the damn signs? He says, no, those aren't bull sharks. Those are nursery sharks.
Oh,
how the hell I know the difference? Between a damn bull shark, all them bull sharks to me. And in all of shark history,
mm-hmm.
You've never seen a black person be attacked by a shark.
That's true.
Yeah, very much.
You're showing better judgment.
It's Black History Month. You need to know stuff like this.
Steve
right.
Harvey.
He is right.
He was on fire. Man, I watched that whole interview, and I always forget he's the original king of comedy.
Mm-hmm. You always forget he's from West Virginia.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't bring that up.
Yeah, I do no. not look at Steve
he
Harvey.
He doesn't
yeah,
tell too many West Virginia jokes.
Yeah. Well, I just say, right, I've never heard that. Right?
Yeah.
But Steve Harvey was hilarious. And in the beginning of that segment, you heard him say, like, yeah, we were down there. Because
mm-hmm.
Kimmel asked him where he went on vacation. He, like, finally took 2 weeks off. And he went, yeah, like, it was warm, Jimmy. Jimmy was like, you're not going to say where he went. He said something like, I'm like, no, people will show up. Like, I'm not in the practice of telling people where I vacation.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, damn. All right.
I think he thinks that. I don't think anyone's really following Steve Harvey around.
You'd be surprised.
Well,
if you're at a resort like Atlantis and Steve Harvey's there, like people are going to talk to Steve
Harvey.
Oh,
yeah. You can't go to Atlantis. You need a condo villa on a cliff.
But you don't tell people
pool.
Where you go.
No, I mean, hell no.
If you're Lindsay Lohan, you do it all, but you make your career on being noticed. Steve Harvey's like, I do okay on my own.
Yeah, that was his kind of point of like, I went to the Caribbean. We'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
I mean, hell, for all I know, he could have been in Jamaica, but I just, the way he went about it was, I'm telling you, was super funny. And I was like, yeah, I don't blame him. He's Steve Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, never forget, like again, he's a comedian to me. But then there was the Steve Harvey show. Great show. Cedric the Entertainer also on it, right? And then he had the show with the little kids he's doing.
Yeah.
Then he hosts Family Feud. So Steve Harvey is one of those people that his audience is just massive, and there's going to be Steve Harvey fans that...
There can't not be.
Mm-hmm. Right, like I think
he's hysterical.
I think our idea of what a Steve Harvey fan is really changed from what the actual Steve right. Harvey fans
so.
Are.
Maybe so.
I mean, the guy hosts Miss Universe or whatever. He's like You got to be a pretty palatable thing to everybody if you're hosted a thing that big. Plus, I mean, the guy's got a hell of a mustache. Surprised you don't want to touch
him. Yeah, he's like the black Magnum P.I.
Thank you, Ted. There you go. There's TV time with Ted. We'll take a break. Come back. Mike's got your headlines coming up here in minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Jamaican lottery winner has a unique way of hiding identity while signing his check. Meanwhile, an Australian steals 11-year-old show horse, rides it bareback through a hotel, holding on to its neck. New device lets you hit a button to let partner know you want to have sex. Florida man is arrested after beating girlfriend with burrito, who is now his ex. And a Texas man goes into an abandoned home to smoke some dope, finds a tiger. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We go to Jamaica, where a lottery winner has found a way around revealing their identity.
Come on.
The winner showed up to accept their winnings wearing long-sleeve clothing, complete with gloves and a mask from the movie screen.
It's smart.
That is very
smart. It's incredibly smart.
I guess
I do not want to find out who my friends are.
Well, I think the law there is, like, you must pick it up in person or whatever.
Right. I guess that's what's weird. It still had, like, his first initial and his last name on it.
Still problematic.
But still.
I'm just saying, if you're related to me and I have a mask on in front of a giant check that says T. Smith, I think you might be able to figure out if
you have to remember, they're old world white names in Jamaica. If you go through the phone book there, it's like, you know, it's like Anton William Wilmes
Butterforth.
Yes, exactly. Like, so they have, all, and there's like maybe like eight names, nine names.
Worst case scenario, Ted, I'm still giving you a call.
Yeah.
Ted, how you doing,
It's
buddy?
A very small island. I'm moving immediately.
Just knocking on a bunch of doors.
I am out of here. I'm going to Dominican.
Right?
I'm going somewhere else. Like, get me away from this.
In other news, in Australia, an 11-year-old girl tied her horse to a float after competing in a junior barrel racing event, but a mere 20 minutes later, she came to find that her horse was no longer there. They found the horse after about 45 minutes of searching and were later shown a video online of the man that stole the horse and took her for a joyride around a hotel veranda.
What was the name of the hotel that he took the horse, threw them her in?
The Gimpy?
No, the name of the hotel.
That's the showground, my bad. Let's see here. I actually have to work on this one. The Jockey Club Hotel.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
Right.
Is there any irony in riding a horse to the Jockey Club Hotel?
Right.
I'm almost positive that's why it was held there, Miles.
Well, I know, but you still did it. Like, it's the Jockey Club Hotel.
The footage was released to police who are currently investigating. There appears to be a recurring theme.
I went to a reception once at a golf course. Some people I know stole a golf cart.
Oh, no.
Drove it through the hotel.
Oh, no. It just had somebody else's bags on it.
Oh,
they were hitting balls.
Oh, no.
And then they drove it back. So it's like,
is this Pebble Beach?
Oh, good Lord.
Okay. Well, that's the one hotel I know.
I just picture one of those backs being Miles's. Just cussing.
I got Clint Eastwood's gloves.
Oh, no. There appears to be a reoccurring theme. A man got into an argument with his girlfriend that ended with him shoving her into a chair and then tossing his burrito on her, spreading the contents all over her face and neck, causing burns. He did flee the area, but was later arrested by police, and you will never guess where that story comes from.
Florida!
Ah, good call, Jen. What is with people throwing their burrito, man? It's a perfectly good burrito.
I'm right there with it, buddy.
Burrito battery is not something that needs to be a thing.
No.
Burrito battery.
That's right. Right. I'm going to eat it in front of you and not give you one. That's what the punishment is. Don't throw your burrito.
Don't throw your burrito.
Savages. There's a new type of person to keep an eye out for. They're called antinatalists. If you're wondering what in the hell that is, I'll give you this story from India as an example. A 27-year-old man in India is launching a lawsuit against his parents for forcing him to be born without his consent.
You heard that correctly.
He says that he understands the confusion about the philosophy, being that you can't ask for your baby permission to give birth to them, but he feels like this creates an obligation to parents to take care of their kids throughout their lives. You know, like a pet that's going to die after you.
I think he's putting the cart before the horse on this one.
That's exactly what he's doing. Idiot.
You didn't ask my permission. Nope. Sure didn't.
No, you weren't alive.
This one comes to us from our own Steve the Thrill Hill. There's a new invention on the market that's a handy little button that will tell your partner that you want to have sex.
I call that button my penis.
Without that embarrassing little thing called romancing, propositioning, courting, asking, and all other non-cowardly things that you're supposed to do to get sex.
So you're going to text your significant other to see if they're
They're in the fundraiser standpoint of this thing, but you know, whatever.
We just called it that you up text.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Doesn't that come you up? Girl?
That's it for your headlines of that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, brother. We'll see you next time. Return of Who Sucks Less, a positive drinking story, and we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Yes indeed, it's all true, but in the meantime, we be all up out this biatch. So until next time, please do what you do best for Aletha's sake. And stay beautiful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.